Rangers Rambles.
We are back on the air, everyone. Welcome to the next episode of the Raiders Rambles, our own podcast. I am Jolt, chief host of the show, and joining me is none other than our co-host, Avira.
Hey, everyone. It's the candy corn doggo. Hope you're having a great day so far.
Next up on the panel is somebody who we haven't seen in a very, very long time. Red Kabuki.
Red Kabuki.
That's me.
Welcome back. It's been a miss having you on.
Woo!
And last of all, we have two first-timers this time on the show. Do say hi, formally introduce yourself to some degree, and tell us a bit of a fun fact about yourself, starting with Talon.
Hey, everyone. I'm Talon Strife. I'm just a regular old fur. Personally, I like to think of myself as a bit of a madman within the Furry Raiders.
So I would love you for it.
Yeah, I know. Everyone loves to tell.
Yeah, you make things fun for everyone. It's grand.
Yeah, it's great to be here.
Yep. And last of all, our second first timer, Miko Tai. Hope I pronounced it right.
Yes. Bonjour, gentlemen. I am Mikotai Caesar Skalaska. I am king of the furry crusaders. And fact about myself. Don't know yet. It'll come.
That's all right. Yes, all right. We just literally just to break the ice a little bit, so we're good on that front.
I kind of
understood.
I cannot friggin' believe that Talon is this is Talon's first time, given how much I've known him and how integrated he is to the Raiders.
He just asked me on a whim, like, I don't know about his Google Hangout setup, and then he just asked me, I was like, okay, can we test this? It works. Yeah.
All right, cool.
But I just wanted to say, this topic here we're starting with is Talon's primary pick, hence the reason why he is on this show for the first time ever.
Yeah,
and as we all know, nothing lasts forever, and some things have come to an end, and that is My Little Pony.
Yes. Finally. The nightmare is over.
Nine seasons. It definitely was an interesting run. Right?
Yeah. Definitely. Generation 4 was by far one of the most successful My Little Pony seasons ever. By far.
But at the same token, though... As for me, I only got three seasons in and then lost interest, whatever, and never really looked back into it.
I was very integrated into the Brony community. I used to like make music for the community and host like game shows at the Brony conventions. It's sad to see it go, but it's nice to move on to a different part of my life.
Wow. I only saw like maybe three episodes of the entire show like ever. Never been to a BronyCon, but I did study the fandom itself, like, you know, its progression and how it kind of peaked, the whole beef with the furries and all that nonsense that happened a few years ago, and then how things have changed. So it's kind of strange.
You guys were
all coming to an end.
Wait, you guys were at odds with
to some degree.
No,
but
well, I mean, not.
I don't never heard about that.
No, not the Raiders, but, like, in general, there was the whole, like, you know, furries versus bronies, like, debate thing that was going on YouTube a few years ago.
Yeah, it seems like the most non-debate ever.
Yeah, it was purely a matter of semantics.
It was like, art-based, and, you know, Mr. Wolf, who's a prominent brony YouTuber, he did a
I would
thing
have
about
loved,
this. Yeah.
I would have loved to see that slaughter.
I mean, look. You know what? It basically kind of gone to the point where Bronies were even disassociated to the point. Maybe, just maybe, they might have even wanted their own Brony ethno state in their own. Wait, they do have one, right?
Equestria.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Precisely. Yeah, but
my involvement with the Brony community is actually the same place where I learned about the furry community. It was from the anime community.
Huh.
And you see, back in the day when Brony just became a thing, there was also a small, well, I wouldn't say a war, because it wasn't really a war. It was just us weebs laughing at bronies and furries. That went on. That's how I actually learned about all of the brony madness that was going on.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm just laughing. Thinking about like the visual. Like you're with your weeboo friends laughing at the furries, and one of these days you're like, oh snap, I'm one.
Yeah.
I'm one of those. Oh no.
But my favorite part was always the waifu wars.
Oh, which my goodness.
Which waifu was better than which brony waifu?
I mean, you had six choices, people.
Oh, no. You see, they even had background characters there. They had background characters.
Yeah, it's a bunch.
Yeah, it was pure and utter madness. There wasn't a day that went by that someone wasn't mad at someone else. Because they...
Talon, you mentioned something called Generation 4. Is that the current show that's going on right now?
Yes. Yes, Generation 4 is the current My Little Pony Friendship is Magic. That is the art style storyline. That's Generation 4. Generation 3, the Bronies don't really talk about it because it was a complete and utter disaster. Generation 1 and 2 was more your older kids, your 1990s and onwards generation. That grew up with that.
And yeah.
Yeah, because I was looking into this of what a lot of the bronies, like right now, what they were going to do once this show ended. And they kept saying G4 and like, you know, maybe I'm on board for G5. And there's something about Generation 5 coming out. I'm not sure if that's true or not.
I don't think that will happen until another 3, 4, 5, 6 years. I'll be realistically honest.
There's actually speculation that it might be sooner because basically Hasbro wants to reboot the My Little Pony to its former success. Because
the brand has the money to be
half of the support. Brony community has lost half of its fandom over the past 3, 4, 5 years now. About since season 4, basically. It lost half. From then on till now, it lost half its fan base.
I mean, most people are just for the fandom generated content now, not really any of the actual stuff it's based on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but even then, I mean, the fan base content has slowed down dramatically.
It has. In fact, in 2015, there was over 10,000 people at BronyCon. In 2018, there was about 5,000. So it's essentially dropped in half over 4 years.
No wonder it's stopped happening.
Yeah, and then it's the basically the Brony Civil War that's also going on. The left versus right.
They have one? Mad. You know what?
Oh, they have a civil war as well?
There's right-wing bronies? Are you kidding
me? I thought not right-wing bronies were their natural constituency because there's a fair few and there has some...
I mean... If you've ever seen the OC known as Ariane, there is a little bit of a...
Oh, God. Oh, yeah, God.
And then there's the Commie-furs as well, which the Commie-bronies, which is also a complete and utter disaster.
Speaking and of Commie-bronies, I'm sure they literally tried to pretend that anti-Commie episode never existed.
Oh, where they all had the equal cutie marks? That's one of the 3 episodes I saw, because it was so controversial. I had to see it.
I know.
That was my favorite character in the show, so there's that.
All the commies. Oh,
but you know
goodness.
What was so funny, though? Like, speaking of thing of characters and Ariane, it wouldn't be poetic if My Little Pony literally died where it began on 4chan.
Yeah.
That'd be some funny stuff.
Like,
well, I don't know. I mean, what do you mean by that?
When I say died and where it began, like, that's where, you know, My Little Pony surged into popularity because of 4chan and its famous autism.
To wear him back again. That's a reference because that's the title of an episode.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, it's takes a special kind of autism to get your own dedicated board on 4chan.
It takes a lot.
Yeah.
It ain't easy.
And then let's not forget the ever disastrous events of April 2017 with the infamous
/ ML poll.
So for those of you guys on this panel, which to be completely honest, I was unaware of this, that you were actually that involved in that.
No, event. I wasn't. I just saw / ML poll on 4chan, and it was nothing like, and it was exactly as cancerously autistic as you would have thought it is.
No, but like, yeah. When you originally heard of this, like, what did you really think? Like, did you actually, like, were you a fan of this originally, or did it, like, take some time to, like, get into?
To warm up to My Little Pony, it took a bit of time, and when I was literally in the Brony groove back in 2011.
Huh.
I think I got into it because I saw clips on YouTube and I was like, "Hey, this animation looks pretty good. What's this? Oh, that sounds pretty gay." And it's like, "Oh, this is actually really good. I'm gonna get into this." And then I did. That's the story.
Okay. And for me, it was basically the anime wars. Then I became a furry. I did dig into the MLP stuff, but for me, I was basically there the day ML poll happened. It was April 1st, 2004.
I was there.
Yeah, I was there. I saw the autism. It wasn't a bloodbath, surprisingly.
I fought in the war.
Yeah, the bloodbath? You mean that video Smile or Cupcakes?
No. What I'm saying is,
good old.
Paul and MLP actually united that day for 3 days straight. They actually got along.
It's amazing what Spurs can do in the name of the internet.
Yeah. And you know what? I actually almost found the imagery constructed by MLP very convincing, to the point where you could almost start an ironic Pony Reich.
They're very keen on that area, that's for sure.
No, not that. I could have symbols of Nazis. Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Funny stuff happens.
Huh?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm just stretching in my car, that's all.
Oh,
I'm on patrol tonight, so.
Hey, what better way to dull down the work, you know? I should say. You and Cody both, man. You and Cody both.
Wait, Cody drives around his town, wherever
he
the
does
fuck
patrol.
That is.
He does patrol for a living.
Oh, he's a police officer.
He's a fed, I see.
He's literally, let's say he's just living his dream job. So,
I'm considering being a fed. Oh, no.
I've always thought about it, but I don't have the self-confidence for it.
Yeah, it's not easy. But
I am a Cav Scout, so...
You're a what?
A Cavalry Scout.
Cavalry.
Oh.
That's why I was gone for 4 months.
All right, because, training and so on.
Yeah, I was in basic training for the Army.
Yeah. By the way, anyway, just to kind of wrap this up and get back on track a little bit, you guys saw the trailer for the final season?
I have not.
I'll admit, I don't really care for it.
Yeah.
I was never interested. So this is more of a subject for you guys.
We'll get to it.
It is interesting, if nothing, for it being the end of an era, because the Brony community was a loud and boisterous one for the long time it was there.
Yeah.
It's one of those things that was just milked to the death. I mean, even the Bronies are not excited for the new season.
I thought they were. They literally were like waxing poetic about our My Little Pony 2010 to 2019. We will miss you.
No, you see, you have a fringe group of diehard fans, but the majority of the fandom, they just don't care for the ninth season.
Hey, I mean, the guy I used to collaborate with on music made a whole song about it, an original one about the end of the season. So, I mean, it seems to me that there's a lot that people that do actually care.
Yeah, especially when, you know, it's like My Little Pony has a history of, you know, building itself up bigger and bigger and bigger to the point where, you know, the progression.
I just honestly can't even believe it got as big as it did.
Yeah.
I really think it was because of 4chan. Like, it was a joke bizarre at first, and then it got popular. Like, it's just so bizarre to me, just to even fathom this.
But 4chan is powerful. Yeah.
But alas, because all good things must come to an end.
It's capable of wholesome things.
Yeah. But you know what? I'm going to look forward to seeing if there will be an existence of a BronyCon in 2020 or 2021.
No, really. I can definitely confirm to you this is the last one.
Yikes.
Oh.
I was at Galacon last year, which is the European BronyCon.
Fair enough.
And they said, like, hey, come back next year for Galacon because BronyCon won't be here anymore, so we'll have even more people.
I guess they're trying to just, you know, get more members from that. Oh, that's sad.
But alas, you know. Yeah, it's farewell. Some people are happy, some people are dinner, but yeah.
Surprisingly, the story from it, of the season 9 being the nice, I just want to add this point. The story of the season 9 being the last season actually broke a year ago, but it was only speculation on 4chan and no one wanted to believe it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right. Actually, I did hear about that.
Yeah, I saw conversations from last year, January, about people talking about season 9 being the last season. But no one believed it because it originated on 4chan. Well, seems like everything was confirmed at the end.
Yep. Well, apparently 4chan has a way of affecting the world, so, you know, it's not necessarily, you know, not to be trusted. I mean,
Yeah. So, I think that's pretty much hit the end of an era, and you guys have to freaking remind me to watch that anti-communist episode because I'm too freaking lazy.
It's fucking good.
It was interesting, yeah. Like I said, I only watched like 3 episodes. I saw the first one, I saw the one with Dr. Hooves, and then the communist episode.
Yeah.
And I was like, cool. The only ones that I was like told that were like the good ones.
I'm sorry
if I'm offending anyone. I'm sure
not to spoil anything, Jolt, but yeah. You're in for a ride because they have an actual gulag in that one.
Woo!
Yeah, it's interesting. It's a ride.
So, anyway, since that's kind of a wrap for that, let's read some live comments. Jerry Husky says, you guys should set up the podcast to take donations via Brave browser. That's an interesting idea. They've been in support for content creators, although we've been trying to figure out, you know, how to make Streamlabs work given enough time. So that's on the cards. We'll definitely try to get that to work given enough time.
Right, so, and yes. The only way that we can accept donations on YouTube would be if we have over 1,000 subscribers.
Yeah, so it's literally shamelessly us saying, line our pockets and we might give you some, I don't know, good merch in return one day.
Yeah, maybe like a raffle or something, who knows?
Oh, yeah. Next question, somebody was asking, Fasogak Cyanark, what are you going to do when a blue dog comes for you?
Oh, the partial girl, Shona.
Hug the thing.
I mean, if it has good intentions for me and it doesn't look like it wants to murder my face, I'm like, yeah, come here. Let me give you a big ol' hug.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But, alas.
Whenever I'm at conventions, I can trust that the furries want a hug.
Mm-hmm. So,
depends.
Next time,
I might ignore it.
It's like the main thing furries at conventions like to do.
That's what we do too.
Free hugs.
Especially when I was rocking my suit. So, now, next item of the day is this. British TV profile mums making quote-unquote safe sex porno for kids in the name of quote-unquote equality.
Yeah.
Porn for kids. What equality are we talking about here? What kind of equality is that could it possibly be referring to? Porn
it's
for
not
kids?
Even, it's not even equality. It's just degeneracy has reached its peak in Western civilization, basically.
the word equality has lost all meaning.
Yeah. One of their reasons for this is because the patriarchy makes women...
Look at this. Here's another side article I'm putting up. Mothers disgusted with hardcore online porn make their own X-rated film they'd be happy for their children to watch.
What the fuck?
Yeah,
Let's reread this. They are so disgusted that they make their own. What fucking sense does this make?
Look, this is, I titled this episode precisely kind of as it is, ruining future generations. And this is literally like, you have responsibilities as a parent, but if this is the legacy you want to make for your kids, well,
I mean,
in the blanks.
I thought drag kids were bad. Like, every time we talk about
how
crazy things are getting, I always say, oh, it can't get any worse. But now we have mothers saying, well,
private.
Women aren't treated properly in porn. We have to make good porn for the kids.
It can always get worse, private.
It
can always get worse.
This is crazy.
It can never not get worse. Especially now that, you know.
Oh. No.
Welcome to the crazy train. Where's your stop?
Never.
Your question. It never stops.
It will never stop until Western civilization collapses, and then we're like basically back in the medieval era when it comes to politics. We're basically just a bunch of nation states made up of like a broken civilization.
Hang on.
So I'm reading this here. Porn doesn't represent normal women. The actors and actresses they use mislead kids. I'm sorry. Can we just address that you're thinking, okay, my kid is going to think from these porns that's how men and women are like. Don't you think maybe you should change that to I shouldn't be showing my kids porn?
There you go.
But you know what?
Pornography should be banned.
And get this. On the article, we need to show kids that there's something else other than this horrible shit we see on this internet. And if blah blah blah, if my son treated a woman like that, I would. Hello, like what? What is the purpose of the porn you're making?
We don't need to show kids porn. Oh, and what they said in the article also is that they want to show them up until the age of 14, meaning less than the age of 14. That's what they're gearing this for. What the isn't this illegal?
Yes.
Like, shouldn't these people be in jail for this? Like, what the hell is happening?
I think the biggest problem, is the normalization of taboos over the last 10 years. I mean, kids dressing up in drag and literally stripping before paying adults. They literally strip so adults can pay them, all right? That's
like
normal.
Like legal pedophilia.
That is normalized in today's society. We have pedophiles out in the open, openly admitting they are pedophiles, because we as a society are failing to put these people where they should be, in mental institutes or in jail. Now showing your kids porn, I mean, the sex ed talk, yeah, okay, I can understand that. I mean, I went through sex ed when I was, in ninth grade, when I was 14 years old. Yeah, I can get that. All right, so kids, they get curious around that time, puberty hits, and either teach them right when it hits, or you're going to sit with a problem at the end of the day. That's basically how I feel about it. But making porn for kids, I don't know. That's going a bit too far for me. That's where
I
draw a line.
I'm not sure what they're trying to do also. Like, are they trying to overhaul the entire porn industry? Like,
no,
they're not
trying to revolutionize it. They're literally trying to, you know.
There is not a single titan as big as the porn industry. Come on.
Look, it's what more to do with something teaching kids these attitudes. Instead, remember when she said, like, if my son treated a woman the way that some pornos did, she'd basically beat him, you know, to kingdom come.
It's her job as a parent to make sure that his internet browsing experience is appropriate for his age.
Yeah.
This is being pushed because It's a deliberate tactic to corrupt the youth. That's all it is.
I don't know about you guys. I never needed help to be corrupted. I don't know about you guys.
People don't need help to do that. Yes.
I mean, given that, like, when I was young, I was already starting to get curious, but for the moment I saw Ka in the Jungle Book, it came bundled with a bunch of different things.
Well.
Yeah, I think they're pushing things a bit too far. This is going way beyond the lines of...
This is okay. There's a difference between a kid being curious and exploring like the vastness that is what it is to be human, and in delving into I am showing my kids porn.
Yeah, and this all relates to the whole idea of the whole toxic masculinity, you know, because they don't want their little boys to grow up. Oh well, it's okay to treat women like this because they saw it in porn. That's what they're really getting at. It's ridiculous.
Isn't it ironic?
It doesn't make sense. I mean, obviously, the way even me as a 14-year-old kid know that certain videos was fantasy. It was done by actors. It wasn't done in reality. And I was 14 back then. It's as if people think that kids these days don't have common fucking sense. They're more advanced than most people.
It's basic human knowledge that what happens on a silver screen is not real.
Basically, yeah. Should be.
There's nothing common sense about making a safe type of porn for kids. Like
making
safe porn.
No,
is this literally the cut where you censor out all the privates.
I could hear the brain cells dying as you say they said that.
Yeah, there's no logic behind this. Yeah.
No.
God, I'm so black-pilled.
Like the wrong adage I wanted to say is like, if you want it done properly, do it yourself. But at this stage, it's like, this is so illogically stupid that it doesn't apply.
Oh, yeah. I don't know about that.
Look, it could have been worse. What if the mothers actually starred in their own thing?
I say we should just go the complete opposite. Like, have a counterculture to this and promote like celibacy and things of that nature. Just to counter this.
I think some this.
I don't think we need to stop. The meme. It's time to stop.
Right. I can agree with that.
We don't need a counterculture. We don't need a war about this. Just stop.
Oh, and you know what would get worse though? Like, let's kind of, instead of, you know, whatever it is, let's branch out for a little while and let's go beyond actual silver screen porn and say, what if you, like, the fictional stuff that you draw on your computers? Yes, of course, I'm talking about hentai and GIF and all that stuff.
The good stuff.
What if, you know...
That good shit.
What if the parents did what they did for their children? Like, oh, God.
Right. I just don't understand how this idea even came in their minds to begin with. Like, all right, guys, let's all come together and make some wholesome porn for the kids. They'll like that. That'll teach them.
Probably exactly like that, honestly.
Thinking. I don't understand.
Yeah, I honestly believe it's exactly like you just said. I think you just answered your own question.
They said it just like that, and they didn't think about it.
Yeah. Not to mention, you know what? This is literally smack dab full of, you know, girl power because the porn industry is run by men. Yeah, as if the women can do a better job of it.
Also run specifically, but something else. But okay.
And they get paid very well for this. No, they have.
If anything, that's very disingenuous towards porn stars.
Yeah.
Right.
I just want to put something up quickly.
They work hard to do what they do, and. Good lord. If anything.
Wait, who works hard?
Porn stars.
Oh my goodness.
They have to keep up their entire body, not just like their face and do whatever workout. Now they got to look good naked, and that ain't easy.
Yeah, and they do get paid a lot for these positions, but I wonder what this new type of porn is going to be called. Is it going to be called like Mom Hub?
No.
Dear God, this is why we've had people just have enough. Like, I'm not even joking. Like, this is why.
The amount of cringy names that you can make for a site that with like porn made by mothers for children is just, all right, it's just god awfully astoundingly bad and cringy if you really put some effort into it.
But... the self discovery channel.
There's something I don't get. All right, how can you possibly claim that the porn industry is a male dominated industry when only 4 of the top 14 highest paid porn stars are male?
Lexington Steel, yeah.
It's not male dominated. That doesn't really make sense.
Yeah, it's definitely not. I mean, the discrepancy between the highest paid male actor, which is Peter North, and the highest paid female actor, which is Jenna Jameson, is $90 million.
And like I said, it's very disingenuous towards those hardworking female porn stars. It's like, come on, they're doing a lot, and you're just ignoring them for the sake of your mom porn.
Yeah,
and it all comes back to that too. I wonder what is happening with these so-called like this whole group of moms that are doing this. Like, are they going to jail? Like, aren't there laws against doing this? What are their plans?
Probably not. It'll probably be enabled by our government because
It's not the US government that's doing this. It's the UK government. No. And if knowing them, they will literally have the police knock on their door and say, have you got a license to make porn for that?
Yeah.
Here's the thing.
I could see the opposite happening because the British government hates its own people and wants to destroy the natives for, the invaders.
I'm gonna stay out of that one.
Yeah, same here.
The Muslimani boya da vas nema.
I'm right, keeping my right, hands right. far away from that.
Yeah, let's worry about British issues at another time. Other than that, but for the time being, though, here's some great live comments to read out from. So, let's see. Inu Okami says, ew, quote unquote, this is where you came from, little Timmy, staring in the porn they show their kids. Yeah, like, can you imagine if it went in, was enacted, the level of cringe? The explanations required. Like, this is totally educational, am I right?
This seems like a setup for a porno, not real life.
God.
Hey, I can already imagine next month's headline. Pedophile ring busted after showcasing, producing porn film.
Mm-hmm.
I can already see that.
It'll happen, though. Next live comment. Peter Washu says, assume my gender porn.
Ooh. Very edgy.
Can I have, like, a game show where it's like, guess that gender?
God.
We're going to get to that in the next topic, don't you worry. That's...
Yay!
And, of course, blah, blah, blah. And I think that will be a perfect time to move on to the next item of discussion.
Whoa! That is a big fucking mosquito.
Where are you, man?
Where's who?
You. Like, me? Where are you at?
Oh, I'm in Germany.
There's mosquitoes there?
Yes.
They're everywhere. It's just
we have a lot of insects.
It's just worse in the summer times. I've had a fill of insects a lot.
Well, I'm in a frozen hellhole where it's similar weather to Germany, and I'm surprised you guys have mosquitoes already.
We have a moderate climate It gets real cold in the winter, and it gets real lukewarm in the summer.
Gotcha. Yeah, I'm in Wisconsin right now. It's still cold.
Cold vortex got you down? Yeah.
Laharfang says mosquitoes are still frozen over there. I envy you. I don't.
I know.
Anywhere there's a mosquito,
yes.
I've been practically immune to mosquito bites. Not that we don't have a lot of mosquitoes.
Like this past summer, I've literally been flattening them at my work, just ripping pepperonying them.
I feel like you can make a bongo rhythm out of that.
Yeah, I'd love to. But anyway, next item of discussion.
Competitive mosquito
slapping. America's first non-binary person. It was all a sham.
Yeah.
And this is sad. Honestly, like the story that this person went through, my goodness. Like, it really shows the hypocrisy of the whole LGBTQIH, whatever the hell, plus agenda. And how they throw each other under the bus.
The non-straight community.
The moment he realized... that he'd been living a lie for the past decade or so. It's so heart crushing.
Right.
It is.
And then all those years ago, he really tried. He was really in the tank as this little kind of Democrat bought into this whole you can change your gender stuff and actually tried it he tried it all, whole nine yards. The hormones, the pills, the surgeries.
Oh yeah, yeah. He was praised for this. Thing is, he was actually a veteran, and he came back to the United States with PTSD, very confused, and he decided to change his gender and become female. And he was praised for this, Oh wow, amazing. And he wasn't necessarily 100% transitioned, and he was technically non-binary as he defined himself. And this was many years ago too.
Right.
And the problem is, after he realized that he'd made a mistake, and he's like, I was just confused, because of all the trauma that I've seen during war, and he wanted to detransition. Everyone in his community threw him under the bus.
That immediate backstabbing is just ugh.
Oh yeah, yeah. He talked about it on Fox News. I think 2 days ago, or maybe 3 days ago. He was saying how he has permanent damage from what he's done, all the hormones, the surgeries, all the stuff is permanent, and he has no support. Yeah.
It didn't help that he literally hid the fact that he had post-traumatic stress disorder while he was on the first steps of transitioning.
But this doesn't remind me, this story, there's something that happened, and I think it's Australia. I think it's actually in your side of the world what happened, where a 13-year-old kid also said no, he's a transgender, and he went on this hormone suppression and got into hormones and started growing all the stuff and everything. Yeah,
there's a couple of crazy stories I may have in my neck of the woods regarding that. Yeah,
but 2 years later, after he started growing all the bits and all the nasties and stuff, he decided that he didn't want to be transgender anymore. And now he has to go through extensive surgery to fix all the damage. And he'll never be right again.
That's right. And another crazy thing about this non-binary person who happened, to be one of the first in the United States. I think it was the United States. He turns out he's a Trump supporter. And because of that, and he also supports the ban on having transgenders in the military, which is, a totally different issue, but he does support that as well. And everyone in this community attacked him for this. They're like, you're a traitor. How dare you? Like, you don't believe in groupthink? And they shunned him.
The whole victimhood, I call it the victim economy, like the war economy. That's now the victim economy.
This guy's definitely
the oppression big. Olympics. Is a name for this same concept.
Yeah. He was. Yeah, remember, he claimed he did get a nurse fired for trying to prevent him from transitioning. And then, you know,
I just wonder, like, what happened over where he was deployed that made him do this whole process?
That's war is crazy, man.
Yeah.
That's it. Like, I wonder,
like, as a military personnel myself, I'm wondering, like, what MOS was he? Where was he deployed? Where did he go through? You know, I kind of want to look this guy up now.
Oh, he said, like, blah, blah, blah. He had a mental health crisis, and then he convinced himself he was a woman to some degree. Because I remember he said, like, he hid from the thing that he had post-traumatic stress disorder and so forth.
And I know he did serve overseas. I'm not sure exactly what he saw in combat, but sometimes it does happen where you do have post-traumatic stress disorder from being involved in such traumatic situations. I mean, I totally get that.
It fucks you up.
It does. Yeah. I can't even imagine. And maybe he thought this would be a way of escaping or something. I mean, I'm just trying to
rationalize. No, likely. I can get behind that. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's just my theory.
But at the end of the day, it was kind of a scam because he just labeled himself as a non-binary rather than a female and so forth.
Yeah.
Even after all this. And, you know, all it just kind of showed is, you know. But
so what's he doing right now?
He's trying to transition back to a normal life, or at least as normal as possible.
Yeah, but then again, I'm sadly going to have to say that a lot of the damage is irreversible.
Yeah.
And that's the tragic part. Like, you understand now that even his family, his wife, his daughter, has been quite impacted as well. And you know, people are losing lots of tax dollars to fund this, you know, this grand sham of, you know, you can magically, with surgery, become a woman, you know, change gender.
And just for disagreeing, you know, with this whole procedure, the entire community that once embraced him and, you know, touted him as, you know, this amazing, you know, hero for the cause, now they totally betrayed him. I mean, isn't that just totally depressing? I can't.
Yes.
Oh my God.
They were using him.
I can't even imagine.
But honestly, I'm actually gonna be a bit political here and say this is predominantly a left problem. Because I was for a long time on the left side of the political spectrum. I still am. I just don't associate with the left side people anymore. I'm talking about the far right. Now, personally, I've been attacked. And I was friends with these guys for a very long time, 4 or 5 years, with some of them for the longest. Some of them even know who I am, but and some of them might even find me again. But yeah, I made a joke about supporting Trump back in 2016, and everyone just instantly turned against me. I made a joke about it. And it was complete and utter chaos. 3 days straight, non-stop harassment. And this is something that has happened again and again and again and again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's the mob mentality.
Yeah, it's like the mob mentality.
You know, but alas, there's also more, because we got a good amount of stuff showing how, you know, this non-binary gender neutral stuff has gone too far. You just realize you got to stop.
Yeah, well, said, this is a runaway train. Yeah. This entire situation is a runaway train.
Maybe Sussex really be raised gender neutral. Harry and Meghan's plan to take a fluid approach to child rearing means a couple would forego
losing their name. They named their kids Sussex.
This is the royal baby.
Yeah.
It's a baby. Don't misgender it. A baby. This is crazy.
it's going on far too long. This is how you know your identity politics is in your political politics as well now.
So is this Prince Harry? Is he a prince?
Yes, Harry and Meghan Markle.
Okay.
And wow. You know what? If they were going to raise a gender-neutral child at this stage, I would, without any second thoughts or anything, I would revoke the monarchy status.
Well, question is, how do you determine the lineage now?
Well, there can't be a king or a queen, so what are you going to call it?
An archy?
Put the Jacobites back in power?
It's not a patriarchy, it's not a, you know, a matriarchy, it's just an archy. That's
yeah,
it's just an archie.
Archie comics, goddamn.
And you know what, though? How would you even address the royal titles of a gender-neutral, quote-unquote, arc? Because, Highness and Majesty, I mean...
The royal majesty.
It would not work. I will tell you right now, it will not work.
Your magistry.
No, they're gonna be called their majesty. After those non-binary pronouns.
And you know what? They might default to that.
Their highmesty.
Yeah.
God.
Or highnesty? I don't know. This is just ridiculous. I don't even understand this.
Yeah. Civil War when?
It's like, I don't even know as well. Like, remember, if they're gender neutral, the words prince, princess, king, and queen are non-applicable.
Okay, but babies are not gender neutral, all right? Like, you find this out as soon as they're born.
So, look, we got to find out with a new royal title to suit this new gender neutral arc.
Who even declared it gender neutral anyway?
The prince and princess, right?
Some princes, yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah. There was a term used by the royalties for both men and women back in the old days. They were called the royal bastards.
How very Scottish sounding.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm not joking. I'm not joking.
Oh, that sucks. It's the royal bastard.
Yeah. This was actually for kings and queens who had children out of the royal lineage.
Yeah.
So they were called the royal bastard. It's a historical term, so...
And
I don't know.
Wait, did they have both a dick and a vagina? Or
no.
Either?
What's the term that was
gender neutral?
Yeah, but this is just for the children that wasn't born within the royal line of succession. It wasn't the children of the king or the queen or something like that. It was born out of wedlock.
Yeah, but still, even if we did, like, you know, read this kind of truly and say that they don't want to enforce any stereotypes, and then I'm just like, and if the new monarch decides to, you know, label himself as, you know, as gender neutral, then.
Well, I'm looking forward to the new Highnessy of the Archie.
Well, there's some funny laugh comments, though. Mr. Cyanark, the Vey of Vagland.
Ooh.
My royal it baby.
Lord have mercy.
Indeed.
God has abandoned us. The Lord has abandoned us.
No, it's the other way around. That came after we abandoned him. But yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And this is the consequences of our actions. Is the death of our civilization. It's gonna happen, folks.
But at the end of the day, So
well, when the divine right to rule is usurped by a baby, you know some shit's fucked up.
That's not exactly very divine, is it?
Well, that's exactly what I mean. Like, you know, God has left us apparently.
How do you even baptize How do you even baptize a non-binary, non-gender, a gender-neutral child? How do you even baptize a non...
Oh, please. You think these people believe in God?
I'm sure the Anglican, quote-unquote, church will find a way.
Maybe. Who knows? Still,
yeah.
A couple other little things, though.
Anglicans, copycats.
Crystal Lava in the live comment says, then why do you call someone being knighted besides sir? Fair point. That was actually a tradition thing that still continues to this very day. But to knight a gender-neutral person.
Any suggestions?
Well, isn't a female knight also called a sir?
Yes, yes. That's historically kind of also...
But that's misogynist!
Yeah, I guess I can...
I know, right? All these mental gymnastics, it's crazy.
It's making my head hurt.
Ah, goodness. I know, yeah. Knight the Jure. Jim. Z.
Have you personally seen this shit, like on Twitter or something? Or on Telegram, where, what is it? You have the individual write out him her, slash her.
Oh God, no! That.
Yeah, that just it's like, just confusing.
It's an immediate red flag if anybody uses it.
Pretty much.
A red flag that they're very confused.
I don't.
I'm a him and a her. No, you're not.
Yeah, if you can't tell I'm masculine just by looking at me, there's a problem.
I can hear it. I can just hear it in your voice.
Yes.
Exactly.
But, yeah. But since then. But now, I think that's pretty much that. So, yeah.
Jesus.
Last item of the day is the large controversy and stuff surrounding Facebook. Because, all right, fair disclaimer, I literally jump for joy when Facebook gets hit with trouble. Just putting it out there.
Well, personally... I've never used Facebook. Facebook has always, in my eyes, been an evil, a scourge upon this world. Even when I was a teenager, I refused to use Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Because people posted way too much information on it. I saw my schoolmates' lives get ruined because of Facebook. It all unfolded right in front of my eyes.
You know...
I'm probably going to delete my Facebook. Like, it's the only type... what is it? No, I shouldn't admit that. But yeah, I'm just going to delete it probably after this show.
Yeah.
Because, Talon, I have a similar experience when I was a teenager where I just... What is it? Facebook was literally forced upon me. My folks literally... made a Facebook account for me and said, use this. I'm just like, why?
Yeah. I've always refused. All the major chat sites from back then, until I knew exactly how to protect my information online. Facebook, Mixit, WhatsApp. Till this day, I refuse to use any one of those. Instagram, not a chance. Discord, I'm swaying away from it.
Yeah, I remember back in college, my English teacher, she had us all in her Facebook group for our class. So, like, we had to have a Facebook to even, you know, get a good grade and, like, know our assignments.
That has happened with my school, but I flat out refused. Even with the threats of getting failing the class, I simply flat out refused to use Facebook.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, but the big thing that we will kind of, you know, kind of go on about is how they basically, not only did they suffer a lot of closure, like shutdowns in the span of
a week.
But you know what? You will never believe who wants to break Facebook up. Elizabeth Warren.
Of course she does. Ah, that's why I love her.
Oh, Elizabeth Warren. Oh.
Who's that?
The fake Native American politician who's whiter than Richard Spencer.
Great.
I mean, you know, she's like your stereotypical, you know, leftist kind of like far leftist, like kind of, you know, abusing the system type of person, all about increasing taxes, but she also doesn't like corporations or wealth. So yeah, of course she's going to be anti-corporate and wants to break up the company. But I don't necessarily disagree with her that Facebook is not such a good thing. She's kind of on point with that.
Right.
To an extent.
Well, here's some great news, because apparently Facebook is under investigation again.
Yay.
Well, and yeah, they've done stuff too. And because of that calling out, they basically pulled Elizabeth Warren's advertising campaign.
Yes, they did. Yes, they did. Oof.
It shows
how corrupt everything is. It shows you all.
Dobby is Duberman in the chat with the roast. Stream gets interesting when?
I mean, just follow the money. Like, of course they're going to take away her advertising campaign on Facebook if she wants them to be broken up. Like, it's just crazy.
Yeah.
That just proves that, like, Facebook is a tool for the demon rats to use. Mm-hmm.
It's a
get
tool
off
for...
of it immediately, is what I say.
It's a tool for greater civil discourse, to be honest. I mean, it really does try to control culture. And unfortunately, it really has. I mean, just look the Arab Spring, you know,
resist.
How Twitter and Facebook
do not participate.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well,
insane.
I will say I agree with Dobby's Duberman here. This is a lot of back and forth on what is essentially just news.
Yeah. But you know what? He actually wanted to make it interesting. Is remember who used Facebook in light of recent events. And
yeah,
let's not kind of watch that, considering that's, oh crap, we might actually get pulled. Right, because New Zealand government has basically been on this crusade to pull that which people must not see.
Yeah, that's
which is just going to make them want to see it harder.
Yeah,
I know, right? But
I mean, it's a little late now. It's kind of already went viral. It's over the place.
Yeah, it's gone out of control, and it's
anyway. Moving on.
But yeah, by the end of the day, though, I think that's kind of where we, you know, we kind of are at. So in short, though, I think maybe a little bit early, but I think I'm happy to close it where we're at, though, with a couple of last live comments.
Yeah.
Jerry Husky says, if you don't use FB, what then? Go back to MySpace? Oh, man, the old days are fun.
It's nice to be living in 2012.
2005, mate. That's when, like, freaking...
No, 2005 was fucking MySpace.
Yeah, MySpace Bieber. That was... Those early days
I missed it, and I'm very glad. I missed the MySpace era, but I was there for the Mixit era.
Yeah.
Mixit remembers the Moonbase.
Mm-hmm. And that was a fun part, though. But so that's just that thing, rip in peace. Other than that, though, I think I'm happy to kind of wrap it up a little bit here.
One thing from me to Jolt.
Yes.
I asked you in Telegram, but you didn't answer me. I would love to become a regular again on the
podcast. Absolutely, though. Holy moly. I actually might have a full roster this week, because I some people were DMing me just then. Like, holy moly. But absolutely, yeah, like, I can get you more of a show, more of a presence here again.
Great. Super. Because, like, I missed being on, like, every week.
Oh, yeah. And besides, like, if you ever miss me, though, I camp out in the Steam chat in the wee early hours of, you know, Europe land. But there's that. Anyway.
Some of my people asked you to come on.
My people.
Yes, my people.
Oh.
Okay.
So we'll see if they come on next week or something like that.
Or who knows? Who knows? Maybe we, I don't know. There's definitely opportunities everywhere. Just to let's round this off, Avira, I know you have a little bit of a closing statement just to round out this week as well. Shall we?
For everyone who probably knows this, you know, yesterday was Pi Day, 314, and it was the anniversary of the internet, which was created, well, not really the internet, but the HTTP protocol created 30 years ago. It was also the anniversary of a furry who we lost, RC Fox, mm-hmm. unfortunately, due to suicide.
It goes without saying.
Yeah, well, it goes without saying. It's pretty horrific.
Yeah,
but also we have to, you know, I think it's important that we honor his memory as well as the memory of people that we also lost yesterday across the world due to multiple shootings. You know, it's any loss of life is tragic, regardless of the circumstance, and it's important to remember that.
Yeah, and it's quite important that what you're doing, honoring his memory, is.
Yeah.
Yeah, none RC, to take away from you.
RC was a good person. Yeah. Yeah, regardless of
accusations,
allegations, and whatnot, mob mentality, and all that nonsense. Honestly, it really doesn't matter now because he's been gone for a year.
Yeah.
So. Anyway, that's all.
Thank you. Any of you guys here? Who would like to also add any other little closing statement based on things like this week's news cycle, so forth? Just to round out the show.
I'd just like to give a PSA. Stop it. Get some help. That's honestly all I have to say about this week. It's been madness.
Yeah.
It's been madness all around.
All right.
It's always...
go ahead. Red, please go ahead.
It's always good to be here. And in case you want to check out my music, it's STARWEARADO on SoundCloud and YouTube. Now also on Bandcamp, owed $1.99 per song.
Well, do remind me to leave a note to put the link on just so you can get some free solicited advertising.
Hey-o.
So, and last of all, Miko Tai, any last closing statement?
It was nice being on here, finally. What is it? I just wanted to tell anybody who's watching, I'm working on my YouTube stuff again. Like, I've adjusted to civilian life, so I'll be working on that. And, Nova, I will say a prayer for your friend tonight.
Thank you.
And advocate on his behalf.
All right, I do appreciate that.
That's very noble of you. But last of all, though, that's where we want to close it. That thank you to all who listened, came here to watch. I hope you enjoyed listening to this as much as we all did, providing this for you to come here to learn, to be entertained, and all that good jazz. And of course, it goes without saying, you can find all our episodes on YouTube, Podbean, iTunes, Google Play Store, Stitcher, and more platforms to come in the months and years ahead. This is us signing off for the week. Farewell. And until next time.
Bye.
This is the part where we go say bye.